Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me in little Chicago. Bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Alampi is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of The Execution Maximizer, author of Great to Excellent, outstanding book. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about employees, making sure that we think of our employees, not only think of them, but we treat them like they're an asset on the balance sheet, not an expense on the operating statement. Jim, what are some other things we need to do to focus on this?
Well, you know, one of the things that, again, in entrepreneurial companies that I judge is how easy it is to add a new employee. And I think it shouldn't be easy. I think it requires thoughtful, a lot of thought, and it requires metrics and a projected return on that investment. And one of the things I used to do in the companies that I ran was every time somebody would propose adding somebody at staff level who was not an income or revenue generator, my first question was, how much sales and profit are we going to have to generate to offset the cost of that headquarters person, and which one of our field salespeople has signed up to deliver that revenue? And, of course, that changed the conversation
right.
In almost every case.
It probably stops the conversation.
Well, at least it requires a deep dive to get people thinking about, we're not just going to keep adding overhead. Every time we add overhead, there better be a corresponding increase in revenue and profit. And it changes the whole discussion into this asset-based focus on people rather than they're just an expense.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you know, and you know as I do, the thing that you hear so often from CEOs and entrepreneurial companies, well, it's hard to get the data to measure the return on investment or to build a business case on adding an employee. And my favorite comeback is a quote from David Halberstam in his great book, The Best and the Brightest. He said, to assume that what can't be easily measured doesn't exist is suicide. So, yeah, it may be hard, but you still have to do it. That's part of your job as a CEO to recognize exactly what the investment is in people and what kind of return you get on that investment.
Well, that's what this is one of the things that I have continued for a long time now, have constantly tried to help my audience focus on, and that is being the CEO of their company. And what are those duties? What are the duties of the CEO? And as opposed to what are the duties of a manager. And, only the owner, only the leader of the company can be the CEO, but many people can be managers. And so I'm trying to get them to, even if they do have management duties, to at least step aside from management and elevate themselves to the CEO position, the CEO perspective, as often as possible. And one of those things you're helping us understand, one of those is maybe not all employees, but key people, right? The CEO
Absolutely.
Needs to make sure that the key people, the foundational employees of the company, are treated in a way that maybe a manager wouldn't see. A manager's more in the trenches. Okay, we're all digging, we're all fighting, you know, we're all working hard here and sweating and everything. But a CEO is above all that and looking and saying, okay, wait a minute, you know, this person is, we can't lose this person, and the way things are going is not good.
I tell CEOs there's four things they can never delegate to anybody else in the company that only they can lead and drive. Number one, set direction for the company. Number two, get the right people on board and develop those people. Number three, make sure all their people have resources to do their job. And number four, get big obstacles out of people's way. Mm. And only the CEO can drive that. And as you heard, one of those four is all about the people side. Doesn't mean the CEO is going to be doing that day to day and down in the detail, but he better take responsibility to make sure they've got the right people and processes in place so they're only hiring A players and then they treat them like an asset.
Well, absolutely. And if you're looking at if key people are managers, you know, you're looking at them and seeing who's hustling and who's struggling, and you know, you ask them, do you need help? How are you doing? What can I do to help you? And at least let them know that you're paying attention to how the things are going in their department.
Because we've always got to remember, an A player can leave anytime they want and get another job. And when you start losing A players, then you're left with C players, and trying to execute with right. a bunch of C players is really tough.
And especially if your A players are in the marketplace, bumping up against customers and vendors and competitors. If they're an A player, they stand out. They probably stand out more to you than they more to these other people than they do to you, because you're familiar with them, right?
Exactly. And the world has gotten so competitive for talent. I was with a client yesterday, and they were trying to hire somebody, and he, at the last moment, he took another offer. He got a 40% base salary increase.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
but how many times have you met someone that was sharp and you gave them your card and said, when you get ready to change, call me?
Ahead of time. We call it being an employer of choice, where people are lined up saying,
right.
Hey, the next opening you have, give me a call.
That's
I really
right.
want to come to work for your company.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, give us the website again, please, quickly.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Great to Excellent by Jim Alampi. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.